Good morning, everybody. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to see all of you out today. We have come to worship God, and our God is an awesome God. Amen. As we begin our song service today, I want you to keep in mind how good God has been to you and how good God will continue to be to you throughout all eternity. Our first song today is Glorious Is Thy Name. Let's sing it out. How when we begin to engage God in worship, how it takes us some time to get traction. Even in our prayer time, it takes us time to get traction. But there is one thing, for me anyway, that always engages me quicker than anything else, and it is telling God how good He is. Telling God how wonderful He is. Telling God how awesome He is. Telling God how glorious He is. Just that rolling off of your tongue, it does something in our spirit. I'd like to welcome our radio listeners today, and I hope that you come to worship in spirit and in truth. Today, we are wanting to tell God how wonderful He is. How wonderful He is. How wonderful He is to you personally. How wonderful He is to our world. How wonderful He is to the United States, how wonderful He is to our community, how wonderful He is to Vine Grove Baptist Church. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. And all God's people said, Amen.
Good morning. This is a reading from the Word of God from Paul to the Ephesians. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Christ, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing that heaven has to offer. Before the creation of the world, he chose us, through Christ, to be holy and perfect in his presence. Because of his love, he had already decided to adopt us through Jesus Christ. He freely chose to do this so that the kindness he had given us in his dear Son would be praised and given glory. Through the blood of his Son, we are set free from our sins. God forgives our failures because of his overflowing kindness. He poured out his kindness by giving us every kind of wisdom and insight when he revealed the mystery of his plan to us. He had decided to do this through Christ. He planned to bring all of history to its goal in Christ. Then Christ would be the head of everything in heaven and on earth. God also decided ahead of time to choose us through Christ according to his plan, which makes everything work the way he intends. He planned all of this so that we, who had already focused our hope on Christ, would praise him and give him glory. You heard and believed the message of truth, the good news that he has saved you. In him you were sealed with the Holy Spirit, whom he promised. This Holy Spirit is the guarantee that we will receive our inheritance. We have this guarantee until we are set free to belong to him. God receives praise and glory for this.
And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. You don't need to smile when you say amen.
Amen.
I don't know if I like that or not. What glorious news. What glorious news that God has given us today and forever, for always, and ever and ever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Our next song is Lily of the Valley. Let's sing about the glorious Son, Jesus Christ.
Thank you. A song of praise from David. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name throughout the earth. Your glory is sung above the heavens. From the mouths of little children and infants, you have built a fortress against your opponents to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the creation of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have set in place, what is a mortal that you remember him, or the son of man that you take care of him? You have made him a little lower than yourself. You have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him rule what your hands created. You have put everything under his control, all the sheep and cattle, the wild animals, the birds, the fish, whatever swims in the currents of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name throughout the earth.
All God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. You did better that time. I saw a smile or two in the audience. Our final hymn that we'll sing together today is How Great Thou Art. Feel free just to throw your head back and sing it with all that you are.
Thank you. you, Brother Randy. A lot of our folks do listen by the radio. I noticed that we are not broadcasting this morning. We have no radio. So we will, I'll apologize to them during the week, because I know that's where a lot of our senior members listen from. Those of you who have joined us by our live stream and other methods that we have, welcome to Vine Grove Baptist Church. On my announcements this morning, yes, you will be receiving a letter from the pastor this week showing you pictures of the windows and all of this, the way they look, and hopefully the way they won't have to look much longer. I did have a bid on it. It's $8,300 for the full foundation of the church and all the windows that are wood-based to be painted and retooked. What do they do to them? Glazed. Yep, reglazed, and the main big front doors out there, I was looking at them a while ago, and I thought, man, alive. A lot of age on those doors since 1948. Anyway, that's all included in that bid, so you'll be getting a letter of me breaking it all down, showing you pictures of what it looks like, and hoping and praying that you'll help us out with that. I've already made the contract. I told him go ahead and do it. So we'll just take it from Randy and anybody else that we need to take it from and make sure that it is taken care of. Praise the Lord, Brother Randy.
Amen.
Okay, let me remind you this morning about our prayer list. Brandy Binion is home. She's doing fine after gallbladder surgery about the size of a golf ball. I wanted her to autograph it and sell it, but they didn't want to let her have it. So much for the pastor's idea of helping her make a little money. Brother Norman and Miss Patricia still remain at home. Miss Lovell is here with us again today. Claude Kidder is still at home, and Miss Marion is joining us this morning here. And I tell you what, you miss church, don't you? And you know, it's one thing to miss church. It's another thing when someone says you can't go to church. It just does something to you, doesn't it? Oh, yes, I can't go to church. Watch me. I'll go drive around it. Nothing else, but I can't. So it's great to have you all out this morning. For those of you who are still staying away, understand completely, our prayers remain with you. You get an opportunity to come and join us. We are doing it according to the guidelines. And I guarantee you, on Tuesdays, this whole sanctuary is fogged. I'm not even allowed to come around one of the doors here. So it is fogged out. Everything is sterilized. Anytime anybody's in here doing something, is somebody going, so I'm afraid to say anything out in the hallway. I could just picture of, and it'd be it. Okay. Mitchell, Miss Phyllis, God bless you. Phyllis McDonald, I know Brother Carol's watching after you. God bless you, Miss Phyllis. Miss Evelyn Pinson, got her in for health. You all had got a note from me on our pastor prayer alert that we was waiting for a biopsy. They're not going to do that now, so I'll give you an update as I know more about that. Everybody keeping up with my pastor alert thing, you don't have any choice, do you? Preacher's sending them to me. I got to read them or he'll know it. Okay. Rose Eason is at home. Remember young Rose, 33, heart attack, damage to her young heart, so you all keep her in prayer. Gary Broadway, because of his continual falling because of MS. Donna's watching after him. Miss Norma Hancock, she was coming out of quarantine on the 12th. I guess she did, but I have not heard from her. And I know that she's still at home and still working on it. Is that right, Miss Marion? Okay. She has to go back to doctor Thursday before she can come back. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, feeling good is that's the best some of us can do sometimes. Miss Debbie Hurley, remember Debbie and Bob. Now, Bob went Friday for an MRI in Louisville for his back. Debbie is fighting the cancer of her face, so she's self-quarantined over that one. But talked to her this past week, and she's doing as well as can be expected on that. Joe Mansenko, Joe, God bless you, son, if you're listening. Your pastor's report, I'm healing quite well, thank you. Doctor told me I could jump back on that John Deere, and I jumped back on it. And Linda Cook brought me a John Deere face mask this morning. Shoot, there's no telling what I can do. You get on a John Deere, and then you got the mask. It says John Deere. I can mow half of E-Town then. Okay, Dennis Walters. A lot of you, some of you may remember Dennis. I know exactly where they sat over here. And but Dennis has had a stroke. He's a former member of our church, and he's at home healing from. Is he at home? Okay, he's healing from a stroke. Okay, and don't forget to keep in prayer over the COVID-19. Oh, it always is great being around people who are so intelligent and all of that when they're telling us what to do. And everything they've said so far has been wrong. But let's hope and pray that we continue. We keep staying away from each other. We're not even going to have to worry about the common cold. I love you all. Our country's social unrest. Folks, I have no idea. Until the heart gets right, the mind will not be stable. Until the heart is right. Until we got the family together again. I'm starting to preach. But until we get back to the way God set up our existence will continue to become more miserable on a daily basis. Remember all of these in prayer, and I know that you have those that are on your heart. Let's go to the Lord now in prayer. Heavenly Father, we lift to you, dear Lord God, these who are hurting so bad. Those, Heavenly Father, that we were not able to mention. Yet, Father, realizing that there are so many that continue to feel the pain and the pressure of life and sickness and illness, Father, we lift them to you. A nation, Father, that is broken. Politician leaders, dear Lord God, that are so corrupt, we don't know how to deal with it. And yet, Father, I know where you are. I'll preach about that this morning. Father, if you will give me your word, your voice to do so, I know where you are, Father, in a place you've always been. I ask now, Father, as you touch the hearts of each and every one of us, of your churches, you will unite us, dear Lord God, and unite us in the name of Jesus. For we ask it in his precious name. Amen. Brother Randy.
Before I get started on the next song in your bulletin, it says Amazing Grace, but we can maybe sing that after church. But the song is called Amazing God. When we meet for practice and Randy's introducing new songs, as we listen, we'll say, oh, that's a Wendy song, or oh, that's a Joey song. So when we were first introduced to this song, they both said this is a Sing Along with Paula song. So that meant I had the lead. So if you know this song, come on, sing with me. Want to hear the story of how I made it through when life is full of trouble, pain and fear. The answer may sound simple, though everything else One thing has remained through all the years. I still serve an amazing God.
He's been with me every mile of the weary field I've crossed. He still cares. He still heals. He's still mending broken hearts and drying tears. This old world is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stands the same, and my song will ever be amazing. God, you're still amazing.
The God who parted waters still makes a way today. He's always brought me through the troubled seas. The one who fed the thousands, whose words could calm the tempest. He's my bread of life, and he's I still serve an amazing God.
He's been with me every mile
my weary feet have trod. He still cares. He still heals.
He's still mending broken hearts and drying tears. This old world is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stands the same, and my song will ever be amazing.
Amazing God, He's been with me every mile my weary feet have trod. He still cares, He still heals, He's still mending broken hearts and drying tears. This old bound to change, and I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same, and my song will ever be amazing. God, you're still amazing.
Thank you, folks. Amen, Brother Randy.
Hallelujah, Brother.
You know, when I listen to people, and a lot of times it's a facetious statement they're making. Where's your God now? Where's this God you serve now? I don't even answer that anymore. I know exactly where he is. He's still on his throne. Did you know that before time before anything, God was on his throne. God, now let's get this straight again for us. I want you to think of this. God the Father is spirit. He is not in human form. God is spirit. It is an analogy, an allegory. When you're talking about God is seated on his throne, God is relating to you and to me. We're people. We're human. Well, you knew that or not. You're God's people. And so God is wanting us to be able to relate to him. And in so doing, God depicts himself seated on a throne. God is spirit. He does not have to sit down. He does not get tired. He does not get tired of you. And he's still on his throne. Generation after generation has tried to take God off his throne. And all have failed. And all the future ones will fail. God is spirit. He dwells in his heavenly realm. Where God is his home, there is no sin. There is no evil. No, Satan does not have the opportunity to fly in the presence of God in the heavenly realm. Jesus kicked him out of the whole place. He mocked Jesus, his father. He said, I will become God. And that spirit has never left. How many human beings are trying to depict themselves as God? I'm as powerful as your God. I refuse to answer them, to argue with them. I even pray for them. Because I know that's pure ignorance. So here he is, God, Spirit. Now, I want you to look at the picture on the screen. God is on his throne. That's a human depiction of what Jesus Christ looked like. Now, when you get to heaven, you will have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. When God revealed himself to us, he revealed himself to us in human form as his son, Jesus. So if I'm going to look at him from the human standpoint, I must look at him as the human Jesus. I and the Father are one. You getting a picture? Then God's Holy Spirit comes into our heart, bringing me and you, believers, into the family of Almighty God, and from that step forward into the holiness of where God is, his heavenly realm, but God is still spirit. You know what makes you you? Here's your answer. You. You make you you. You're unique. And you've been told that several times. You're different. It's a little odd sometimes. Just like God wants you to be. Woo! God made. But you are you. But the you is not this physical body. The you on the inside tell this physical body what to do, where to go. You use your mind. I was trying to tell my daughter-in-law Kelly the other day, yesterday, before we were eating, I was trying to tell her about a restaurant Faye and I had been. Had it right on my mind. And I was going to tell them how great it was. Right in the middle of getting ready to tell her, I forgot. I forgot not only what it looked like, I forgot where it was. I can tell you this, Kelly, it was some good eating, honey. Wherever that restaurant is, one day it'll come to me and we'll go back to that restaurant. Isn't it funny how life just springs up at you and surprises you? Little Owen, my great-grandson over there yesterday, 4 years old, Owen is feeling the back of his hair and telling me how soft it was, and all of a sudden, he looks at me and he says, Papa, you don't have any hair. I was trying to explain to him it could have been a storm, any of that. But you see, that's life. That's you. You are you. And you're fine. God made you you. And when you get in the presence of God, you're going to be you. You're not going to try to shine anything up. You can't get any shinier than when Jesus has shined you to present you to His Father in heaven. I'm going now. Gosh, I always keep thinking it's sooner than that. Then the Lord keeps having them pull parts out and send me right back in the pulpit. That's okay. Because I love you all. Your pastor loves you. And God says, I'm on my throne. So you're fine. Okay. Catch me here now. God is spirit. Jesus took on the human form. His Holy Spirit brings us together as a family. Now, of all the earth, of all that exists, it is the kingdom of God that He owns. He is in control of all of it. You got me? Everything He's control of. How big is it? We don't have any idea. You know why? Because space expands faster, remember, than the speed of light. So all the space that God continues to create is going so fast it can't be measured. But one of these days, Brother Joey, we get to be all over it. I won't even need a suit. I won't have to breathe oxygen. You know why? Because I'm a spirit made in the image of God, Brother Randy. And I am a free spirit. You are a free spirit. How do I know that? Because God is still on His throne. He established it. Listen to Psalm 103, verse 19. The Lord has established His throne in heaven. Listen to this. And His kingdom rules over all. His throne's in heaven. His kingdom rules over all. Means He's in charge of everything. He's in charge of whether an enemy can overtake me. He's got angels watching after me. May have a few of them on overtime. Watching after me. And you. You know good and well. There's no way in the world. How many times have you escaped the hands and clutches of death? Because God said not yet. Go down there and watch over Randy. You know he's not going to be smart enough himself to pull out of this. And there's the angel. God loves me. Yeah, that's an amen, ain't it, Brother Randy? Every one of us go through that in life. Jesus then comes down. He loves us. Jesus loves us. Therefore, He wants us to be with Him, with His Father, in the heavenly realm. As a spiritual God, God comes down showing us the physical, what He'd look like physically in His Son. You and I couldn't keep the law. Still can't, can you? Just as soon as you want to do something that is right so bad, you do exactly the opposite. And you still can't figure out why you're so ignorant. And Jesus was the only one that could do it. God incarnate. Because God is on His throne. God did not leave His throne. God did not leave His throne. When He said, "Let us go down," Jesus, Holy Spirit, comes down. You got God the Father in the Spirit, Jesus in the physical before He was born. I think that's pretty cool. I think that's quite love, because I couldn't do it. Somebody had to pay the penalty for sin. You and I aren't strong enough. So Jesus says, "I got this for you. I'm going to do it for you." It was not easy for Jesus to do that. Not to take the whole weight of all who would ever exist on His shoulder. But He did it. Because there's a heavenly realm He wants to show us around in. It's His Father's. You've got loved ones that have gone on before. Loved ones who have already left to go to be with the Lord. And He wants us to be able to join. So He sends Jesus. And Jesus comes walking. He's walking in the garden. He's walking in the ditch of life. He's walking in the tabernacles. He's walking among people who hate Him. And all the time He's walking, He's expressing His Father's love, who's on the throne. Jesus says, "Father, I will go. I will." And as God the Father watches, as His Son is placed on a cross with my name on it, your name on it, Jesus says, "I love you. I got this for you." Isn't it awesome? "I got this for you. Child, you don't have to take the pain. Daddy's got the pain for you. Woo! Daddy loves you." On that cross, it was Jesus. "Abba!" Hanging on the cross. "Abba! Father! Daddy! Abba! Daddy! Daddy! Why have you forsaken me?" The only time ever, never happened again, that God the Father had to separate Himself from His Son. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, had to feel the separation so you and I never will have to feel it. You will never feel that because Jesus did it for you. "Larry, you got to pay for your sin." How can I pay for something that's already been paid for? I've been bought. I've been washed in the blood. And I'm excited about it. You talk about a hallelujah. Let me tell you something, folks. God is still on His throne. All the gangs may be running wild. All the activists may be losing their mind. All the anarchists may be beating on brick walls. I never figured that one out. But they may be doing all this stuff. But God's still on His throne. He's still in control. You know, not a one of them have ever even made it to the gates of heaven to try to overthrow God. No. They just talk a game. Their game is a game of words. God doesn't play games. And His love is action. And He sent Jesus to conquer for you and for me. And when Jesus conquered, He joined His Father on His throne. Listen to Luke 22:69. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated. Son of Man will be seated, you saw Him a while ago, in the place of power at God's right hand. I know where Jesus is. I know where God the Father is. I know where the Holy Spirit is because He lives in me. He lives in you. When you have said yes to Jesus, do you hear me? I'm talking about somebody. Not just anybody. The body that gave His all for you and for me. And He's still on His throne. Jesus seated at His right hand. What's He doing there? Intercessory prayer. He's praying for you and me. He's still lifting me and you up in prayer. Oh, Lord. That's Larry. I died for him. I realize he keeps bouncing in and out of that ditch of life. But Lord, I lift him to you. I lift him to you. When Jesus is lifting you to His Father, you've been lifted. And when Jesus lifts you to His Father, your joy, your salvation, your peace is guaranteed. Do you know why you're not having peace? You're not seeking it. You're looking at the storms of life all around you. Oh, this country's going to collapse. Well, you know, this country may collapse one day. But it won't collapse as long as the church exists. Listen to me. It won't collapse as long as God's church exists. It can't. There's no power greater than the power of the church. United together. One body representing one Christ, one God, Holy Spirit powered. Oh, I may walk into a crowd and get beat half to death. That does not diminish the love my Father has for me or this Spirit that's going to be with Him. I just may go with Him sooner in it. But Jesus is on His throne. And you know what He says on that throne? He says, those of you who overcome, I will give a right to sit with me on the throne. All right now. Heaven bound. And a throne waiting. Not a throne for you to tell someone else what to do. But it is a throne to be in the presence of perfection. God. Spirit. But Larry, I'm having a hard time down here on earth. Well, welcome to life. Join the rest of us. Ain't easy, is it? Or you just appreciate those of you who are young. as a lot of us, we have a hard time just getting out of bed. And then when we get ready to go to bed, we fall in it. But God said, I promise you this, it'll all be over one day. I not only have a new home for you, I got a new body for you. I got a new mission for you. I'm going to extend your mission. The Lord says that we're going to reign with Him. You be faithful. We reign with Him. Listen to this. Revelation 3, 21, 22. To him who overcomes. You all heard me preach a sermon on that. I will give the right to sit with me on my throne. Oh, Lord. How do I overcome? Just as I overcame, he says. Was it not God the Father? Was he not God incarnate? And sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The Spirit saying to the churches, teach them to be overcomers. Teach them to be overcomers for the glory of God, for the power of God, for the glory of God, for the glory of God, for the glory of God, Brother Randy.
Oh, glorious, glorious.
God is glorious, and God is in glory, and He's allowed His glory to be a part of your life. Why don't you just accept it? Have you ever seen a generation of human beings so angry over love? Don't you talk to me about Jesus. All He is you just talk about love. Jesus is love. God is love. I want to love you. I want to care for you. I want to take care of you. And Jesus says, if you're an overcomer, you get to be with me. If you're an overcomer, you're with me. Lord, how do I overcome it? Life is pretty rough. I mean, we're led in all sorts of different directions. Now, your direction can destroy you, destroy those you say you love. If you love them, don't do it. It will destroy them and you. So why do you do it? Do you not love like you say you do or care? To believe is to overcome. Now hear me. John 11:40. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Trust Him, not yourself. Trust His words, not your words, not your thoughts, not your actions. Well, I'm at church every Sunday. Well, don't let me pop your bubble, and I love it. I wish everybody would come to church every Sunday. But I guarantee you this, the devil beat you here. The devil was here before you were. He's always in church. And he just nitpicking right away. That's why so many people had preacher for lunch. All around the lunch table, they talk about the preacher's sermon. He wasn't very good today, was he? He lost his mind completely, hadn't he? You know, the more I lose my mind, the more spiritual I seem to become. Oh, that's a good way of saying it. You know, I'll remember that restaurant, but I got spiritual matters in my mind right now, Kelly. Revelation 12:11. You ready for this one? They overcame him, meaning Satan. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. The holy word of Almighty God. Directing our lives. But you overcome by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. No other way to overcome. What a blessing. What a joy. And then, you know, it says this. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. You know what that refers to? They refuse to denounce or renounce the name of Jesus, knowing they were going to die. That's the army of God. They can kill the flesh. I'm already bought and paid for. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Almost started singing, Brother Randy. Praise God I didn't. I got a home in glory land. I'm excited about it. It's a gift. Boy, what a retirement home. I've been to Eden's good there, and I don't have to look for a restaurant. That's the love of God. I thank Him so much for putting up with us, especially your pastor. But you know why? Because He loves us. And your pastor loves you. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for life itself. I praise You for Your Son. Oh, Lord, I'm so thankful that You remain in control. As all the voices are coming, Father, loud and clear, those who don't have any idea what they're talking about, Father, forgive them. For truly, this world does not know what it's doing. Thank You, Father. Thank You for allowing us to come in Your presence. Thank You, Heavenly Father, for touching lives and remaining true to us. Help us to be true to You. In Jesus' name, amen. As you go, don't forget, always lift the name of Jesus first. For a little while longer, at least wash your hands. God loves you just like you are today.